White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Following Mount Home's 53-39 victory over Russellville tonight, let's get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. And we'll be going with, we got to go with Parker Husky, I think, tonight.
Yeah, Parker did a great job. Isn't aggressiveness I've seen out of Parker that I haven't seen out of Parker, let's say that. You know, she was taking the ball to the hole. She was shooting the ball, getting into the body of the defender, making her free throws. Really good to see Parker be super aggressive, offensive side of things. And then, hey, if we can give a player the game, let's give it to the Lady Bomber defense as well. Can we
sure,
do that?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Man, that was great defensive effort by the Lady Bombers from the interior post defense to the guards. It was a really good job there by the Lady Bombers on the defensive end.
Well, Husky was one of three players in double figures. She and Amelia Rucker both ended up with 11 points tonight, 10 on the night for Cameron Mullen. Also for the Lady Bombers, Annie Norcross scored 8, 5 for Lakin Moore, 4 for Monica Chafin, a couple of layups there toward the end of the contest, 2 for Lauren Waymire, and 1 point each for Emma Wilbur and Whitten Coleman. Russell had two players in double figures. Zariah Willis and Talia Ely both ended up with 11 points tonight. 7 on the night for Brenna Burke, 6 for Shaisha Willis, and 2 points each for Gracie Campbell and Drew Robinson. This game had one tie, one lead change. Russellville had the lead 2-0, and then Mount Tom just took over from there pretty much.
Yeah, you know, that first quarter, Russellville was struggling shooting the ball, and Lady Bombers did a good job extending their lead, which fed into their defensive effort for the rest of the game. You know, great job that all around by the Lady Bombers tonight.
Rebounds, Mountain Home ended up with 25 on the night. Russellville ended up with 22. Turnovers, Mountain Home still has some room for improvement. They ended up with 13 turnovers tonight compared to 7 for Russellville. So with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 5-18 on the season, 2-8 in the 5A West. Russellville is going to fall to 12-11 and 6-5. So I tell you, for it's a good momentum, hopefully, to take into tomorrow's makeup game against Silent Springs.
When you look at this, this is a Russellville team that was 6-4
yeah.
in conference. I mean, they're battling for that fourth spot there to try to get into the state tournament with Greenbrier. Who knows what happens with this? Lady Bombers can get on a stretch right here. I mean, you got Greenwood still left to play, but you got some winnable games. Next tomorrow night is going to be at Silent Springs, a makeup game. And, you know, who knows what happens with the Lady Bombers, but they're playing now with the top half of the conference and beating them. You know, a team that beat us by 26 last time we played them, and then here we are flipping the script on them.
So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We're going to be back with you in about, I'd say probably about 2.5 minutes for the next game as we get ready to bring you the boys game between Mountain Home and Russell. Again, Mountain Home defeats Russell tonight in this girls matchup, 53-39. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll take a short intermission and come back with Game 2 of our doubleheader in just a few minutes on Classic Hits 101.7.